are Brewing Solutions and the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are going to talk about some fun stuff tonight. We might rhyme a little bit. We might sing a little bit. We might clap a little bit. But hey, you're here and we're excited about that. So do us a quick favor and tag a car guy.
You know it.
Tag a car gal.
You better.
And share.
Care, and share. Share, and things. Care.
Do all that. But if you're with us tonight, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, and man, go ahead and throw a coffee cup emoji inside of the comments just so that we know that you're in here and we can say cheers to you.
That's
right. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to just have a quick conversation about some things that are just, you know, a little close to el corazón. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. The heart. A little bit to the core. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very valuable. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
I love life, man. Folks, I appreciate you. I see you out there, Michelle, Steven, Big Joe in the house. I appreciate Facebook user actually hitting us with the name.
Yeah.
Big Joe, what's up, man? I appreciate you. And, of course, we got Steven again down there with the coffee cup emojis. My dude, thank you so much, Michelle.
Cheers to you.
Michelle, I see she says, hi, guys. Sorry, I missed the Think Zoom also tonight. So, no big deal. Hey, there's going to be another one next week. We'll have fun. We'll get together. And we also have 6 days in between. So let's make it fun, right? So tonight we're going to be talking about some stuff that are really good to our core, to our bone, to our heart, to our soul. And we want to talk about how important these things are to us.
And to you.
And to you. Yeah, man. Very much so.
We want to know what it is that you feel about some real focal points of relationships between people and all things that they engage with inside of their life. And we just definitely want to have a fun conversation, talk about some real deep stuff, maybe stuff that gets you all fuzzy or warm and melty, molten feeling, you know, get the gushy stuff going inside of the heart to find out what it is that we're really working with.
Get
you know
that
what
gushy
I mean?
Goo.
Get it all gooey up in here. This is going to be the good brew, folks. We want to make sure that we enjoy a good time talking to you all about some big things that are happening. But before we do that, we want to always make sure that we're properly connecting with you all and we know what it is that you're thinking, you're feeling, and the values that we all share together, we can all bring to the same coffee table and brew some solutions and talk about how to advance humanity together. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, man. I love that. Way to put it, man. Very, very well done. Just like a perfect brew. You can't help but drink and drink and can't stop sipping on because it's so delicious because you hear it and you feel it's also waking you up. It's also getting you to get your brain moving and thinking deeper, right? Mm-hmm. And thinking deep, it takes values in your life. You have to understand that you have to be able to put things into place. And sometimes organizing and writing them down and talking about those things can really energize you and take you to the next level. I see you out there, Michael Landis. Thank you very much for the coffee cup emoji. Joe, appreciate you too. Everybody out there, thank you. Share, tag some more people in here. Let's get some folks in here because we're going to talk about some stuff. And one of the first things that I want to talk about tonight is the most important thing. And this is me and Lou and I, we've definitely come together and we've decided that we have five core values in our business that we have together, our show that we have together, and everything that we do. We wrote them down. We talked about them. So tonight, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about these things. We want to share them.
With you.
We, and we do. I honestly do. I'm real excited about it. So let's do this, man.
Jot these down.
Let's do it. But before we do, man, I know you dropped all the little sponsor stuff and we saw the videos, but I want to throw some love out to our very special sponsors, Think Ag Group. They threw us some shirts, man. I got some new swag,
yes,
in, as you guys can see.
Yes.
They got us ready for summer, so I don't have to sit here and be all hot in a hoodie wearing their Think stuff. I actually have shirts. They sent us three different colors. You'll be seen throughout the show. Thank you so much, folks. Thank, if you don't so know, much, you need to know. That's what you need to do, is you need to think before Ag you group. Do, right? So, yeah, that's right. Think Ag Group. That's right. www.thinkaggroup.com. Justin Searle and Evelyn, masterpiece. They got a new product out right now that will blow your mind. I heard Justin drop it down on the vendor and dealer meeting. Oh, my God. He did a great job. I give him a 4.7 is what I told him, right? Killed it. So do your thing, man. Congratulations on that product. I'm excited. I hope that Lou and I have a chance to be able to sell that product for you, too, with our lineup of amazing products because I believe in it. So thank you. and to keep going, you know, obviously we also have the dealership toolkit. Liz Martin and Richard DeLancey, amazing two people, amazing people who run a company so, like, solutionary driven, just everything, these core values we're getting ready to talk about, all these people have, and every one of them inspired us to write these things down to keep us from, to keep us moving, for us to get more organized, for us to grow just like they're growing right now. We're ready to explode too. So, man, I'm excited to talk about this tonight. We obviously, we have our homie Jason G-Man Garris, Mr. Nextcell, Captain Nextcell himself, Nextcell app for all y'all. If you don't know, you better know, because Jason's killing it too, man. He's doing it.
So much more you're going to get to see from Jason and all of us. And we're so excited for all of those that we're going to get to meet. Also, jumping inside of the cafe right now, we got Sanjay, my brother.
What's up? He
blessed me with a message today that rocked my socks.
He's amazing.
Humbled me to my core. And I'm just so thankful to have brothers like him in my life that we get the chance to connect on so many different levels, from Glenn Lundy's Elite Rise and Grind to Car Church to just being a genuine person, wherever it is that we get the chance to talk. It could be on Clubhouse. I mean, I think I've spoke to Sanjay somewhere in all of those areas, like many of
them.
You.
It's exciting
to have him here with us. And of course, Steven, son, love you. So excited for what it is that's going on and the doors that are opening and closing.
That's dope.
Pumped up about it. I mean, we got so many great people that we're connecting
to
and things that are happening.
It's just beginning, and it's only just begun.
We'll eventually, right? We'll have a 24-hour episode, right, where we're brewing the big pot of coffee, and we got to keep trying to get everybody in there. Maybe that'll happen.
We need to do a marathon. Like, we might have to do that.
We have other solutionaries tag in. I'll do 12 hours. You do 12. We got to have them together.
Why not?
We got to have some together.
We just get a bunch of people. We'll get, like, a guest host to run it with us. You do half, I do the other half. We just constantly run, and we bring all the superstars in, all the solutionaries that we've rised up with over the last year or so, right? So, man, I'm excited about it. Let's get this thing rolling. I appreciate everybody for being here.
For all of those that support us and have
helped
us out here. Of course, these are the key things that we want to make sure gets expressed to all of you. And, of course, they're making sure to get this message out to all of you all. That at the heart of things, if you hear anything about us at all, we want to make sure that you get the message and it literally sticks to you. Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing.
You know,
keep growing.
You know what's up. So let's get that
done. Let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly so that we can keep growing. Solutionaries out there, if you're driving, throw one hand on it. Here we go. On three, one, two, three. Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. Keep growing. Woo! That was good. Feel that beat. That's what it takes.
Y'all know what's up. That's right. So
let's get into this.
Let's really get into this because, you know, we have a schedule tonight. We have a book that we're dropping here soon. I don't know. That's the first time we've talked about our combo book. We've been working on it, and it's getting ready to get out there. Should I tell them the name of the book yet? No, we'll wait. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll finish the show with that. I don't want to drop that yet.
Let's give them a smell of what's inside of the book.
Let's do that.
Without necessarily saying what the book is.
Okay, let's give them a little. Okay, cool. Folks, but before we do that, don't forget, at the end of summer, there's going to be this amazing event.
Bing. Bing bong.
Hey, folks.
The return of the Mastermind.
It's automotive industry's number one mastermind group. Man, I love them. They're amazing. So much fun. You're talking about Tracy Meyer. I mean, this guy right here is just, he kills the game for me, man. I've been a fan of his for a while. I've been watching him do his thing. He has a store similar to where I work and does a very similar process to what we do, and he's killing it, man. He's having fun, and He's an example of an owner who takes ownership of his store, like true, like this isn't what I do. I love doing what I do. So I can't wait to be there. Folks, you guys need to be there. It is going to be so much fun. Be there or be square. So, bam, we are back. Right? Yeah.
So here it is. So grab your Sharpies, grab your pencils, grab your quills. Do what it is that you need to do to make sure that you can jot these things down. And we also want to know a little bit more about you and how it is that you connect to these things. We believe that culture is shifting. The way of leadership that was once very fear-based, fear-centered, is dying.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
It's falling apart. It's crumbling because you can't build. You can't build on hate. You can't build on hurt. You can't build on pain. You can't build on fear. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's not healthy to raise a child that way. It's not healthy to raise a plant that way. It's not healthy to raise a dog that way. And so raising your business that way, it doesn't work. So that paradigm is shifting.
Anything you do, you know, whatever you do, if you're getting ready to start something, if you don't have this one ingredient, man, it doesn't matter. You know, you'll lose fulfillment in it. You'll lose luster in it, right? Almost said the word.
Oh, so we're going to go almost ahead did. And put it out there.
You ready?
Hashtag.
Love. Folks.
I know. It seems
simple. Number one core value. It
seems
what we're
so
about.
Simple, right?
Come on now.
It seems so simple.
But that's a pimple.
But folks, leading with love is how a servant accomplishes their task in a way that makes them feel fulfilled and someone else feeling valued. Everybody wants to be a servant leader, and it's impossible for you to do that properly or in a way that it's worth anything without love. The Apostle Paul broke down a litany of different things that you can do that would be considered good works or good things to do.
Right.
If you don't do them with love, it's nothing. Mm. And a solutionary does all things in love.
And 100%.
It's done in retaliation. That's not with love. That's not the solutionary way. Right? Hold on to that for a minute. Keep it rocking. I appreciate you, brothers. Appreciate you, DJ. Appreciate you, Michael.
I see him out there, man.
I see you, brothers. What do you guys feel about that?
What do you feel about that? Because love is it's, man, I'm telling you, if you don't lead with that, your heart doesn't go with that. When you don't have, it's just like when you have a partner that you're doing life with, you know, whether it's your business partner, your wife, your significant other, your love, you know, if that love is not there, it's hard to put your energy and your works towards it, right? You have to understand love is a powerful thing. So we start with that for everything we do. Whatever we do, and the solution you're looking for, the good time that you're trying to find, the partner for life that you're having, your business partner, the business that you're choosing to get into, the people that you're helping buy a vehicle, all those things. If you don't lead with these four letters, love, it doesn't matter. You could be successful, but it's temporary. Permanent, it takes these four letters, L-O-V-E. Man, just keep loving, folks. And that is so crucial. I love it. Four powerful words. Four powerful letters.
I love it. I did. And folks, whether you're to this understanding yet or not, it's okay. We have plenty of time to learn. But there is only one source of love. And I'd love to talk more about that. And there is one definition. Love is a person. And it is something that we want to make sure we share with as many people as possible, that they can operate fully alive if they engage themselves and everybody with a true core love that is unshakable.
Tell it.
Unshakable.
Tell it.
I'm excited to make sure that so many people get this message to the core of them. Of course, we're going to make sure that we get very, very loud about these things. But if you don't see it inside of our actions, please check us. If you don't see it inside of your actions, please check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay? You know, but that's the thing about love. Love is also so much more. You know, these words that we talk about in our core values, they represent a lot of words, right? You know, when Lou and I were sitting here, we're sitting here like trying to put it down to five. We're like five, but these words actually mean this and that. Love is so much more than just those four letters. It's everything. You know, DJ just writes, sometimes you choose to love something or someone, but many times love comes from the heart. Bingo. Yes, 100%. You know, choosing to love somebody is also an action to take too. And it's a powerful one to take. You know, that is the right path to take. When you, even your worst enemy, if you choose to look at them with hate instead of love, whatever comes and the result that comes from that may seem like you won, maybe, but at the end of the day, you're going to lose. It's temporary. I mentioned that a moment ago. Temporary versus permanent, right? We're looking for permanent things to happen in life. We're not looking for Band-Aids over something. We're looking for stitches put in there so you know that it's never going to bleed again, right? We want to make sure that your life is going to be able to move forward, not constantly go back so you have to constantly fix it, right? It's going to be there. It's going to be resolved. And love takes all that. That's so much with the whole forgive. I mean, that's why these words, there's so many words that love really, and really.
Forgiveness comes from a place of love, right?
Generosity.
You give your children, right? Because of love.
Everything. Right? And there's generosity is love. And there's so much that, you know, we were putting these words together and we're like, man, these are all the things we want people to be part of. But love is all those. So love is the most important one to us. I mean, we can keep talking about it. Let's, who else out there wants to throw some? I see Michael's talking about love is powerful. Why is it powerful to you, Michael? Why is love powerful to you? And I know you have family. You have so many things. Well, how does love drive you? You know, we talk about our why on my show. My first question we ask everybody on the Five Liner. But what, why, how is love powerful to you? You know, I know what it, how's powerful to me, but how's it powerful to you?
And so just tagging on to DJ. And saying, you know, sometimes it just comes out of you. So there's a responsive love, and then of course a directive love,
mm-hmm.
and both are chosen. So you choose the responses that you have based off of the responses you practice for the most part. And if you deposit love consistently inside of you,
right.
the response that you have to things often becomes love, right? You can see something that's out of line and your response to that would be love. And you don't even really have to fully calculate the situation. That's just what springs up out of you. Why? Because you're a person that operates in love consistently, right? So just understanding, you put a deposit in there. That's the seeds that's in your heart. That's what comes out. But love is also, is in every way, shape, or form, a choice. I choose love.
Man.
And love chooses me.
Right.
Right? I am sure to be on the side of love. And if that means that I'm depositing things, like DJ is a person that's always trying to eat and consume of the good of people. He's trying to pull from them the good parts of them that are going to enhance them. And in the same exchange, like
yeah, no
a
doubt.
Friend, be reciprocative mm-hmm. and make a deposit of what's good in him into you. His conversations are always enriching. His conversations are always uplifting. And it's always good to have people like that inside of your life. It's the most important thing for you to have relationships with people like that inside of your life, because it continues to keep that cycle of love going.
No doubt.
That's why you need that.
That's why we're right. This is why, folks, you're going to be hearing about a lot of this in our book. But listen, I don't want to spill too many more beans about love. We got to get to the next one. But one thing about love, too, and I'm going to leave you guys with this, and you guys will hear about it in our book. Love is also a firm hand. You can't always be kind and giving. It can't always be like, okay, whatever you want. Sometimes love is telling somebody no. Sometimes love is telling your child they cannot do something. It's telling your employee they need to do this. It's telling your boss, I can't do that. A no is also love, because you have to understand, giving somebody or telling something, doing it because it's just because that's the way they want it, doesn't mean it's right. Sometimes you have to do the right thing and be the firm hand. So understand that too. And we'll talk about that later. Let's get to the next one.
Yes.
He says, let's see, Michael, I was raised to find the best in everyone. That's you know what, Michael? I believe that, because you always seem that way. And I there's not a person that you have not touched
out. You know
where
that came from?
With your,
a place of love.
A place of love. Hallelujah. I love it.
So I love it.
Folks, speaking of loving it.
So.
And this is right there with love, folks. It's there. This could almost be the same thing, but there's so many other words that go with this one too. And this one right here. Faith. Bam.
See?
Bam.
Love is an action. Love is actionable. You choose it.
No doubt.
Okay? And the action of love performed by way of faith is crazy powerful.
Mm.
I mean, it can move mountains. It can save lives.
Can move mountains.
It actually saved us all.
Can save us all.
love, faith. Folks, fear is what it arrests more people than any judicial system ever. Any police sing system. Fear. And there's shackles that people put on themselves. The shackles that people put on their ideas. There's shackles that people put on their dreams. There's shackles that they put on their resources. On their subordinates. On their children. On their business. Fear makes you put shackles.
That's why faith is important.
On yourself. That's why to conquer that fear, you have to activate faith. And it doesn't take a lot of it.
Nope.
Does not take a lot of it. When Jesus described it, because he had to make sure that he broke things down to the simple people that he was talking to, right? He said, if you have this much faith, he described the smallest seed that there is to say, if you can only have this much, you can move an entire mountain. You understand? You can tell this mountain to pick itself up and send it, toss itself into the sea, and it would obey with just this much faith. So basically, whatever you, in true faith, do, it's like leaven. You put a little bit into it, and it swells up. So yes, love and hashtag faith.
You have to believe, man. You know, Lou and I, we have a lot of faith in a lot of things. But even us two are still scared to take that leap, that full leap. It's because it's a lot of things. You know, we have in life, we have a lot of things that we attach to that we become comfortable with, right? And a way of life, a thing. But we also know this, that there's comfort in something, but there's also work that you put somewhere where you don't want to leave it because you love it, right? But sometimes you know that you have to, and that's that faith that you have to take, and that faith is, you have to sometimes do it blindly, you know. And just because you have faith does not mean it's going to work the first time, and that's the scariest part about it all. We know that, but we have so much faith though that we believe that things are going to come about, that things are going to be great, that it's going to work, right? Why? Well, you know, Lou will tell you it's the man above. Lou knows that he has his back, right? That the man above is going to make sure that if he puts the work in, that he will get plentiful. He will get everything he ever needs and beyond and more, abundance of it. It's powerful to know that. And that's the faith that he has. He has faith that he knows that if he chooses the path to give his life to his Lord, right? That he knows that by doing that, saying that I give you and I you know, it's amazing how that weight comes off your shoulders if you really have the faith. Understand, we're not perfect. Understand that no one, not one man, not a person on this planet is perfect, but we are. It's okay. That's what makes us human. But what makes it great is that somebody like Jesus Christ would give his life. The Lord, the God would give his son, his only son, his life of his only son, to make sure that every one of us live eternally, right? And all you have to do is take him into your life. That's powerful. And that is faith. That's faith knowing that. We weren't there. We weren't there when that happened, right? None of us. But we have belief and we know. You have to have faith. Faith. I'm not even trying to, I didn't mean to double do that like the song. I did not. I wasn't even, it just came, well, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh my goodness. I sounded. But the fact is there, faith. I have faith because I know that when I put the work in, things happen. It's a powerful thing. It's the Lord above. It's Buddha. It's whatever you have and your beliefs that you have out there. Does not matter. We love you all. We love all you all.
And here's the thing that I want to make sure that is clear out there. Faith, again, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Boom.
So the definition by which utilizing the word faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is the understanding that we have to believe in a result that we have yet to see, and acting that and understanding and believing that we already have that is ultimately what we mean by the usage of the word faith. That if you put together, whether it's these applications to your relationships are going to be enriched. If you put these applications to your business will be enriched. If you put these applications to your physical fitness, your physical fitness will be enriched. Applications of you truly acting in true faith, it will have immense result, incredible results if it's true faith. Sometimes people have calculated faith. Sometimes people have crazy, blind, silly faith. Some people have to have true experiential faith. You have to see it actually produced before you really believe in the process. And that's the deal with car guys a lot. You know what I mean? Car guys are in that world, right? Imagine and understand, so many of us, we hear about 10 steps. We're told do this, do that, work a car deal, say these things, and the people are going to keep nodding their head, and eventually it's going to become a car deal, and it's going to pay you this commission. I'm telling you, it's going to work, kid. Trust it. Yeah, but they said, that's cool. Trust the process, right? They don't have that faith inside of the process yet until they say, oh my gosh, what did I make? And that's all I actually did. They said yes to this, and it worked for them. They're very happy. They took me to lunch. You know what I mean? Their faith came by experience. That's the car guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just an example for that. But for all of us, we activate faith from a true place where we, it takes us having to dig deeper into thinking beyond ourselves. And that's a real big reason why it's important that this is a key to the way that a solutionary operates, because you have to know that there's so many elements that are beyond your control.
Right, man.
And that if you do what it is that you're supposed to do, and it comes first by way of love,
right,
have faith that it's going to work out. Have
faith that it's going to work out. That's the thing. Like, it's like, why are we going to put all this work if you don't believe that something is going to come from it? That is faith. Mm-hmm. Understand that. Understand that. Understand that believing in something that you cannot see is faith. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to believe in everything that we believe in. It's just believe in that there's more to life than what you're doing now. Believe that there's more to life than anything any of us are doing now. There's actually so much more to this world, so much more to the spirit, so much more to energy and frequencies and everything that you could ever imagine. And I feel so lucky to be around people like Lou and all you all for being here, Michelle, Sanjay, Michael, everyone. You guys are killing it, man. And I appreciate you all for the comments, making me feel good. This is my LinkedIn family, and I love my LinkedIn family. I should just stream there. Because you guys kill it for me every time we come on, no matter what time it is. And what I love is these are my night owls right here. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you all. You know, we're having fun. We're just trying to drop some stuff. You guys are getting some exclusive things that people are going to see on the replay, but you guys are getting it live. This is our heart we're pouring out. We're going to be dropping a whole bunch more stuff, such as our next word, honor. You know, honor is huge. And without honor, you know, the love that you have and the faith that you have, it just looks muddy. And you have to have honor behind all that. And honor is so many other words too. You know, I keep talking about so many other words that these words can come into one word. But, you know, we do believe in honor. You know, honor amongst, even with car guys, they would say honor amongst thieves, right? You still have to have honor. Even with thieves, they have honor. It's crazy to say, right? But it's true.
But we want to kill that. We want to slay that stigma too, not thieves. Because thieves don't necessarily always operate in love. So that's a key thing, because you don't want to take from your brother if you love him, right?
Nope.
And so, but anyway, so let's get down to the honor. Inside of honor, you make sure that you're valuing the person that's in front of you no matter what they show you.
No doubt.
Bill Johnson describes honor as being able to love somebody despite being disappointed with who it is they are, without being tripped up by who it is that they're not. being able to love somebody despite being without being tripped up by who it is that they're not, which is so often the case. When a person's acting out of pain or anger or frustration or jealousy, that's not who they are.
Nope.
Right? They're having a bad day. They might have been having a bad week. They might have been having a bad life. You know what I mean?
I mean, seriously, it can happen. They may have just had a bad moment. Sometimes people need a Snickers. I mean, seriously, like their blood sugar's low. They get it. Their brain's not working right. They broke a collarbone, and they're irritated real easy, right? There's so many things that can be the reason why. You know, honor is a huge word. Honor is also about integrity. That's another one of those words that go into here. It's honesty, right? Being honest.
Yes.
Honor. Right? In order to honor things, honor your family, honor yourself, honor your name. Is to be honest with other people, is to never be wavered, always doing what you say you're going to do. You know, that's honor. That's also honor. It's, you know, you're and honoring your generations before you, your leaders before you, your elders, your everything. You know, I can keep going about honor. Honor is huge. And that's like, that could almost be number one in a lot of ways, you know, but love definitely puts light on honor.
I believe
if you love with honor,
this is the window of that. You know, you can't do this unless it comes from a true place of love.
Yeah.
I think it's a core, but honor, being able to truly honor somebody, is the way that you will truly reap honor inside of your life.
Yeah.
And the best thing about honor is it's always putting somebody else before you. It's always being able to cast your crown for them, to give up your bed. To give up your plate, to give up your coat, right? That's true honor. And that's where it's incredible to see the different platforms that are coming or that are there, just even inside of these social media apps, right? We're able to share and give honor to people. We're able to click celebrate. We're able to click thank you, we love you, thumbs up, you know, likes, loves, hearts, all those cool things. We're able to show some honor to the creativity and to the message that people are putting out there. And that's great stuff. That's awesome encouragement.
Right. 100%.
And that is ultimately how we are able to share great news with people, is because we honor the great news that's inside of our life. When we speak in honor, it's way easier to maintain that integral part of our speech. Because we're not speaking in a way that needs to be covered. We're not speaking in a way that is defiling somebody else or hurting somebody else.
Correct.
Or cutting somebody else, right? You can't honor. You're not honoring somebody if you're cutting them down, right? If you're talking bad about somebody, you're not honoring them. So you're not operating in honor.
The only time it's an honor is when they do those roasts. But that's out of fun. When you're cutting them down, right? They're doing that out of love. So it's a little bit different. So that's when
you're not honoring them.
So that's
you're not cutting them.
That's where love comes
inside
into play.
Of that.
You can even joke people that you love. So if you love somebody, you can actually joke them. As long as there's love involved. So yes. I love some good roasts. But hey, you know the energy that we,
you know what I'm saying,
the energy of honor, the energy of all these words that we've brought up so far: love, faith, honor. It's like we're getting married, right? But we are. We're committing ourselves to something. You're giving.
Yes.
You have to believe that when you're trying to make a change in life, you know, and you're trying to be a solutionary, you know, and trying to live in that culture of caffeinated just consistency that we're always trying to bring up and talk about. It takes those things. You have to make a commitment like a marriage. You have to. It's a life commitment. It isn't a 90-day commitment, a 30-day commitment, a 1 year, a New Year's resolution. This is a life-changing, I'm going to be a solutionary, I'm going to crush it the rest of my life, and I'm going to do it with love, honor, faith, man, and so many other things that we're going to be talking about here in 2 seconds. I almost dropped the next one, but I'll be doing it.
And that's good because the next one is – if you can knock out the first three, if you can just operate inside of the first three, with love, faith, and honor, if you can operate that way, you're going to naturally kick in consistency. which is ultimately what we need to blend.
But doing all those consistently is key.
Yes.
That is the key.
So consistency.
Not just 90 days.
Being consistent is a key piece of the solutionary way for those that are wanting to make sure that they see the results in their life on all levels of their life. Again, yep. you must make sure that you give the attention and the application to those things that you have relationship with intentionally, consistently. That conversation with your wife is something that you need to consistently have. You need to consistently hear her. You need to consistently speak well to her. And I say that vice versa. Wives, same to the husbands, right? That those words of affirmation, those words of encouragement. I don't want to operate off of yesterday's I love you.
Mm.
I need today's love.
I do too. Right?
And could I run off of the fumes of yesterday? Absolutely. Right. There's plenty in the tank, but I'm so hungry for those great relationships that I want more of it. The more of my wife I get, the more I want, right? The more of a good cup of coffee I get, the more I want of it, right? The more cake I get, the more I want of it. The more pizza I get, the more I want of it.
Yeah.
But consistency keeps you to understanding that no matter how much of it you get, you stay pursuing. Right? Come on, Captain Consistency over here. Quick Brewing City. You guys haven't seen somebody dance so much in social media land. Right?
Being consistent.
Yes. Being consistent. It's consistent. A 10-step method, folks.
It's very simple.
We'll get to that later.
It's very simple, you know, and being consistent is key. You know, even if you're consistently bad, you're going to be able to figure out how to fix it. But you have to keep doing it. It's like you can't expect to be able to learn something or be good at something without doing it for a long time. Consistency is something that 70% of people that I meet don't have it, man. And that's the crazy thing. You know, they say that 10% of our country makes $100,000 or more a year. I'm not saying that making X amount of dollars is X caliber, but it puts you in a classified. When you make money you deserve, it's got to be six figures, man. You know, six figures is what we deserve in this life for work that we put in, right? And what I mean by that, and I'm not trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to put money numbers out there, but we all know, right? If you want to be considered X caliber, you want to do this, you have to be able to produce, you have to be able to do this, you have to be able to do that. So you have to be consistent. Be consistent. And consistency will also show you to people who you are. When you're consistent, they know that you're going to be there. They know that you're going to be on time. They know that you're going to have your brewed solutions every day, your quick brews and your lot walks and your showroom talks and, you know, whatever people are looking for. They know it's there. They know that you're not going to just be there one day and gone the next, right? Be there for 2 months, gone for three. Be there, you know, you have to be there every single day for your audience. You know, Lou and I, I'm so proud of what we've done together as a team, how far we've come and how consistent we've been with it, you know, to the point where I was just talking about it. It's comfortable consistency in a sense. You know, it's hard work.
But it's in rhythm.
But we know how to do it. It's a thing that, like I was even saying, like if there's our Rodecaster can go bad, we know how to fix it within 30 seconds now. You know, we keep it and we peep it. That's what I'm saying. Consistently. That's what we do.
But that's what you see. That's the thing about a consistent flow of things, a consistent checklist, a consistent recipe, a consistent way of doing things. It's easy for the things that go wrong, or if there's a hiccup in the system, it shows itself. It's easy for you to go to the very next key one. When there's a breakup inside of the consistency, because we all know, didn't nobody have COVID-19 response pandemic lined up inside of their flow for how they planned life to go and how they were projecting their businesses to advance or to shift in, right? That definitely is a shakeup to the force for those that are trying to apply a consistent lifestyle. because it made you not even leave the house anymore, right?
Let's say that you only know how to hit one type of, like, straight up the middle pitch, man. But this guy just keeps throwing curveballs, so you can't hit anything. But it's still a strike. What do you got to do? You mean you got to adapt.
Got
to overcome.
That's right.
That's the key.
Adaptable.
You got to be adaptable.
Must be adaptable.
And that's the thing. So these are our five, and we're going to talk about adaptable a little bit more. But, man, I'm going to tell you, love, faith, honor, consistent, and adaptable. Come on now.
Must be adaptable. Here's the thing about any great athlete.
Yes.
Any great ninja.
Thank you.
Any great brewer.
Solutionary.
Coffee grower. Any farmer. Any fashionista or fashion designer. Any car creator. Any person that was hungry and in the woods. Right? You have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to shift, make an adjustment. Our mankind has done it, right? We all have our different complexions, our different genetic makeups based off of how we've adapted to the climate that our ancestors were in. That's what we did. We do that. And we will do it right now, right? If I go down to a climate where the sun shines a lot, guess what? I'm going to adapt. And I'm going to get darker like my brother Joey. What's going on? That's my brother Joey. He's over in California serving our country. Salute to the Air Force.
West Coast.
His
dad, he dab sneezed.
That's right. Love you, Joey. Miss you, Joey. Got to see you, Joey. I was talking to a couple of friends that are out actually just convincing me that they're only an hour and a half from you and that I got to go see you soon. Which I'm totally down. We got to arrange that too. Going to the West Side.
You know it.
Man, I can't wait to do that. There's so many fun people that are in California. We need to get the chance to go meet. But first of all, my brother, my sister-in-law, and my beautiful little niece. But we need to adapt and overcome and get out there because you know what? Life in California is way different for people that don't know what life in California is like. And guess what they would have to do if they were just dropped off over there? They'd have to adapt.
Of course they do.
And guess what you would have to do if you came from there and were dropped off where it is that we are? You'd have to adapt.
Adapt.
The thing that I love about this car business is that people are able to jump the entire country, step into another person's lot. It's cars. It's banks. Paperwork. They adapt. They overcome. They find success. Being able to adapt to the hard situations with peace, solution focused.
Good.
That is a value that we want to make sure is deeply, deeply rooted in the seeds of all solutionaries. Like our friend Michael Dooley over Down Under.
Man, we do need to get down there, Michael. And, you know, we will adapt and make that happen, too. You know, and I can't wait. Get us some speaking gigs down there, and we'll come down there and make some – just give us some reason to write the tax write-off to come down that way, right? But you know, the thing is that adaptability is key for any salesperson, any solutionary. I mean, that's the key. This is all about being a solutionary, right? So, you know, being adaptable, when somebody – you know, like Lou's talking about, when somebody brings you a problem – it's always going to be unique, though it's similar. It's unique. You have to be able to adapt through it, through the different challenges, through the different hurdles that you have to go through. And then at the end of the day, you hit that finish line. And when you hit that finish line, it's all worth it in the end, you know. And I'm just saying that being adaptable, if you're not out there trying to figure out and you're giving up, you're not adaptable enough, you're not flexible enough, you're not
MacGyver enough.
You're not a solutionary,
right?
Period. MacGyver enough. That's it. Pound that mug.
Right,
so that was actually one of the words I was like, MacGyver. Core value. I was like, I don't know, what's that? I'm trying to like a MacGyver. What's that word? And that's adaptable. So we were like, I was like, write down MacGyver, MacGyverish, right? So you know, but it's true. So you have to be adaptable. You have to be adaptable for a lot of things in your relationships. Again, you know, I get back to that. Adaptable. You change us as humans. Even with your spouse, you grow up. You change. I was a lot younger 2 years ago, that, you know what I'm saying? Like mentally, you know, it's just things change. You become different. You mature up. So as you change, your relationships change too. You have to understand that. But you find that partner. You have love, first of all, just like that. Once again, we can go through this. This is not just about being a solutionary. It's about being a good a human being, in my opinion. Love it, man. You know, you talk about love. That's like a relationship. You have faith that the relationship's going to work. You have honor with your relationship. You're honest with them. You're consistent with them. You're loving them every single day, right? And then you're adaptable because you know that's going to have to change. And
you don't let those core values dwindle or fall by the wayside because of whatever storm comes at you.
Oh.
You must adapt to for the sanctity of these things to be the way that you actually focus on your operation, or at least us. And we're figuring this out more and more as we even speak about it. And we just talk with you all and we share our hearts about really where it is that we feel as though this message to forgive, focus, fly, to keep growing, to shift the culture, to be somebody that really on all levels of your senses be actually make connections with people. This is the solutionary way. This is what we at heart want to make sure that people are getting anytime that they spend some time with us.
There's another bean. So listen, it's all about that.
Michael, I'm down for that.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait. It's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. We talk, words become things, and we talk about it enough. It's going to happen. So this world just needs to open up a little bit more. I think it is. But listen, folks, once again, love, faith, honor, consistent, and adaptable. You are solutionary. That's our core values. We are solutionaries, folks. Every one of you all out there listening who watch this later, see this on the replay. You're a solutionary. Make those your core values. Put them in there. We will have a shirt. We'll have all that stuff. You will probably start seeing that behind us written down. Cool. These are things that we're going to be talking about. But most important, be looking for our book. I believe we're going to have it out by the time Digital Dealer comes out, Lou. So by then, we will have that ready for you to read. We'll have a digital, all online. We're not going to do, I don't think we're going to do paper copies. Maybe one day in the future. We're just going to do it this way right now. It's going to be, available for everybody. We're going to be doing our certified solutionary courses soon. I'll be watching out for that webinar. We got a lot of things happening. We're going to be out helping
dance classes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, actually,
on that.
You
showroom
didn't,
dance talk.
Oh, I didn't tell you about that. So I'm in that same thing. I'm in there. I'm in that automotive giants thing on Clubhouse. I get in there, I start talking. Robin brings me up. Robin talks me up really good. I'm like, cool. I get me all. I'm like, okay, cool. She talks about my dancing and all the excitement being at Digital Dealer. They're talking about doing a dance thing there. So they all want to do it, but they want us. Like, I was like, okay.
We're doing it.
I said, y'all. Well, I already told them. I said, that's happening every day. We're doing it all the time. We're going to be having a lot of fun dancing and bringing everybody out. We're going to be doing a lot. Dude, I'm telling you, it's going to become the new standard. Everybody's going to want to be hanging out with the Car Guy Coffee. I can't wait. Because we're adaptable. We're going to make it adaptable. We're going to make it fun. But first thing that we do every single time and why we want to do this and how much fun we're going to have doing it is because we love. We love you. We love everyone out there. We love the car business. We love doing podcasting. We love being out there helping and bringing positivity to this world. We love doing more than just sitting here watching television at nighttime. We love doing more than just acting like we're going to do something or trying to act like we're going to be about it. We are about it, and we're going to be about it. We're going to keep bringing that to everyone out there with love, faith, honor, consistent, and adaptable. We're going to do that every time. So watch out for our book. Get ready for it. It's going to be dope, and it's going to be free, I think, right? Hold on. Did I say that on accident? It's not going to be free, but hey, it's going to be close to it. It's going to be worth it. You're going to get your ROI.
Near free.
I mean, your ROI on this book is going to be worth it. We want you to read it, but we want you to know that being a solutionary is huge. It's the future. That's where we're taking it, and I think it's going to be in all parts of the world, not just in the car business. We're going to bring solutionaries, and our tentacles are going to reach out and touch every form of life. It's going to be in churches, Car Guy Church. Lou is dropping so many amazing things. He's bringing people together. He's bringing a new thing in the car business that is needed. It's been there, but it's always been like the ugly stepchild on the side that nobody really wants to talk about. But hey, now it's becoming in the forefront. It's becoming the way solutionaries are. So be ready to see Pastor Lou telling you, man. I've been talking about this for a long time. I don't mean to really say that, but I do mean to say that. But watch out,
it's okay. It's okay.
He doesn't even know how far he's going to go with that. I'm just going to ride on his coattails because he's my business partner. So I'm just going to sit there and just be like, go ahead, Lou. So listen, consistent. It's going to be beautiful. Come watch out.
I want you to know that if you're actually going to be out there for the entire event on that Wednesday, we are going to be having service inside of the area that we are going to be hosting the Better Together event with our group of incredible solutionaries that Dealership Toolkit has put together for us to be able to team up with to bring a great message to the entire event. But Alex Flores and my man Will Ramsey and I will be leading a charge of people that love the Lord and want to talk about how to be good car guys and honor our God in the process. And as we just fellowship and come together and people share their hearts, there's so much inspiration inside of those moments. There's so much just real talk inside of those moments. And there's so much love inside of those moments. And it's so encouraging. Alex Flores, it is an incredible individual. Again, as you know, he's like my big brother, right? He's the brother that I didn't know, I didn't have, and I'm so excited. And I bet you there is like a DNA connection there. I'm almost sure of it. But
probably. But listen, folks. But
we're excited that he's going to be there.
It's going to be the dopest thing ever. And I'm going to be talking about it a lot. I'm going to be promoing that. We're going to be getting it up there. You guys need to be there for it. DJ says I'll be there. Oh, heck yeah, DJ.
But if you want to know about Car Church, which is just next week, it's a you can zoom into the call, give me a shout, message me, do what it is. Just you can go ahead and comment right now. I want to know how to get to Car Church on next Wednesday, and I will give you the info so that you can be there with us and have a great time.
I'll be there too, folks. Fellowship. So check it out. I'll be there next Wednesday. I've been actually never been to one of those yet.
What?
Because, you know, Lou hasn't invited me. But that's okay. It's okay. It wasn't in his heart to reach out to me about it.
Wasn't weighing in his heart.
Ever, it's okay, though. But I'm excited. He knows what's up. It's all good. He knows I'm just messing with him on camera, on live television, as they were calling it back in the day. Mm-hmm. But listen, I'm excited. There's a lot of things. We are like 18 days away from that. Yes,
we're like, are you kidding 18 me? Minutes. Not even. We're like 6 minutes from this being an hour.
Oh, from when it was supposed to be 30 minutes. But listen, we dropped a bunch of stuff. I just want to throw this a lot of love to you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Michael Offmuth, I see you out there. How you guys doing? We're doing great, man. Hope you're doing great. I see you out there crushing it up in Washington. Keep adding new clients. See, man, you told me about the one thing. It seemed like it was something that wasn't good, but it, you know what? It turned it into overdrive, and now you're going to be crushing it. We need to talk. We need to have some fun, man. You need to be a DD also, man.
For real.
Because then you can.
Everybody needs to be a DD.
You need to be there.
It's going to be too fun.
I'm telling you. Dude, it's going to be the first time you're going to see us live hosting something at an event, because it's not going to be the first. It's going to be. Oh, wait, excuse me. It's going to be the first, not going to be the last. So you want to be there for part of history of the to see the new way that these things go down. I promise you.
You don't want to be on this conga line.
It's going to be crazy.
Little bean spilled.
Conga line.
Okay, conga line. It's going to be magnificent.
Don't be forgetting we're going to be forget focus and flying in that mug, too. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited to see everybody there. I cannot wait. That's right. And right. Man, I appreciate it. So I appreciate everybody for being here. You all have a great night. Lou and I are going to hop off because we got to get this book wrapped up. We got some stuff to do. We got other things to do, but we are pumped up. Those are our five core values, solutionaries. Listen, that is just to be a solutionary. To be certified, we'll talk about another time. Keep it moving. All right. Y'all have a good one. Hey, don't forget, Digital Dealer.
Digital Dealer.
We're better together. That is what's up. Be at our booth. We will be there. You will cannot miss our booth. Make sure you come check us out. We'll be there all 3 days, nonstop, starting from the morning to the end. We're going to be having a great time. There's going to be music. There's going to be a good giveaways. We're going to have so much stuff.
Gosh.
The speakers are top notch. They are industry leaders. It's going to be a great time. We have women of automotive are going to be there. We're going to have so many things that we're going to just bring. And most importantly, we're caffeinating that culture up in that mug. So get ready to be brewing some solutions.
It's going to be an experience, folks, that you can smell,
see,
taste,
feel,
and definitely hear.
What?
It's going to be a five sense function that is going to be filled with the fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was good.
From
I got Charlie Horse.
Freddy. And the rest of his fantastic solutionary friends.
Come along.
Excited about
right
it.
On the
excited
fantastic
about it. Just playing. Riding on that F train.
He was
forget focus and flying. You know what I mean? Without saying Phil Flam Flarman.
Flarman.
You guys know the deal. We are excited to be out there. Digital Dealer 2021. You better come get you some. I mean it. Eat a banana for your Charlie Horse.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you so much.
And yes, it's a lot of F words, but none of them are the bad ones.
Freaky, fantastic,
amount
funky,
of fast F words.
Fanatics.
Anybody going to tell me how long I'm going to be funky?
First, foremost,
first
foundation
of all,
is fundamentally ferocious. Fantastic. Forever.
Forever, yes.
Friendly. Functified. I remember that. Remember the brat? So functified. Now, listen, folks, we appreciate you. Everything was amazing tonight. So magical. I love it. We got to drop our core values. Get ready for those. That is what it's going to be. You'll probably be seeing those and hearing those quite a bit from us over the next forever.